In the news.
Body language and attraction.
How much do you know about body language? Understanding some of the typical signs could tell you when someone is attracted to you. Of course, on their own, these signals might not mean anything, but a cluster of them could be a sign that you're in luck.
Dilated pupils. According to body language experts, if someone likes you, their pupils will dilate. The opposite happens if they aren't interested. Their pupils become smaller.
Gaze. Someone who likes you, in the normal sense of the word, will give you the social gaze, focusing their attention on the triangular area between your eyes and your mouth. But if their gaze drops to other parts of your body, it could mean that they're attracted to you.
Body alignment. Experts say that someone who is interested in you will have parts of their body, their knees, feet, or shoulders, for example, pointing towards you as they're talking to you. And the opposite happens if they aren't interested.
Eye contact. Maintaining eye contact shows you're interested in the other person. The normal duration of contact should be between 70 and 80% of the time. Anything less than that could mean that the other person isn't interested. And anything more than that could mean a number of things. A, they're crazy. B, they want to dominate you. C, they find you attractive.
Personal body space. In the US, experts believe that good friends usually stand between 45 and 120 centimetres from one another. Of course, these figures vary from country to country. However, generally, people who are interested in one another will stand or sit even closer.
Touching. If the person you're talking to casually touches your arm, flicks something off your shoulder, or takes your hand so they can read your palm, it could be a sign that they're interested.
Self-touching. Experts say that when we're interested in someone, we may involuntarily touch or stroke a part of our body that we want the other person to look at. So, if you notice the other person touching their neck, hair, or thigh, it could mean that they're attracted to you.
Preening. Experts say that we involuntarily preen ourselves if we're in the company of someone we like. This includes actions such as fixing your hair, adjusting your clothes, straightening a tie, pulling down your sleeves, or checking your makeup. Anything we might do to make ourselves look nicer.
Mirroring. According to experts, we often copy the movements of someone we like. This is known as mirroring or mimicry. For example, if the person you're talking to leans forwards, you'll do the same without even realizing it. Or if they hold their hands with their palms up while they're talking, you'll hold your hands the same way. So, if you notice the other person starts copying the way you sit, move, or talk, it could mean that they like you.
Good luck!